Scottsdale Mayor Jim Lane has proposed changing how members of the city council are selected. At this point, the six council members and the mayor are all elected at large. Lane wants that modified so that three of the members will represent specific districts and three will continue to be at large. At Tuesday night's council meeting, the idea was panned and received very little support. Mayor Lane, why do you like this so-called hybrid idea of districts?
In reviewing not so much the performance of how the at-large representation has worked for us, because I think it has worked reasonably well for us, but there is a segment of the population in South Scottsdale that does feel, and there's some reality to it if you relate to just the where a representative councilperson lives, that they were on the short end of it and have been for a long time. The last time somebody actually served out a term, that someone who resigned, was over 10 years ago, about 12 years ago. And he actually did not win re-election. And prior to that, it was probably 10 or 12 years prior to that before anyone else had been out of the southern part of town. So the idea is the representation is good, but the perception is, is there somebody really on council that actually lives and breathes and works and thrives in South Scottsdale that may see things from that perspective a little bit more exclusively?
You mentioned the word perception. Do you think there has been a practical situation, though, where whether it's folks in South Scottsdale or other parts of the area that have actually gotten short shrift, or again, is that just perception?
I think it's perception because this is always a matter of some judgment. I lived for the first 14 or 15 years in what was Johnstitute, South Scottsdale. And I've since been moved for the last almost 29 years now to an area that's what could constitute Middle Scottsdale. But I think it really is more a matter of perception when a decision may or may not go their direction, because I do believe that each of the members, no matter where they're from, are working not only for the overall interests of the city, but also are very concerned about our neighborhoods, no matter where they may be and the individual constituents within them.
Are there different ways you'd approach it? Are you going to put it on hold for a while? What's the next step?
I would have to tell you, I was a bit surprised by the reaction, first and foremost. So this was only the initiation of a review and consideration of a structure like this for a ballot or for an issue that would be put on the ballot for the general population to vote on. As it was, that came as a surprise. Now to the point of where it goes from here, right now the council has been pretty plain speaking. They're not for any districting, not the hybrid, and not for any districting. That's what was said by the majority, other than Suzanne Clapp and myself.
Well, Scottsdale Mayor Jim Lane, thanks.
Very good. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
John Washington, Scottsdale advocate and publisher of ScottsdaleTrails.com and ScottsdaleCitizen.com, thinks the current council arrangement should change, but not to what the mayor wants. So, John, what system are you in favor of?
Well, ideally, yes. I would like to see us go to what was referred to in the early 2000s when this was tried once before as a straight six or completely district representation, where we have six districts and then the mayor, of course, would be elected at large. I think that would be the best of all possible worlds at this point, and I don't really see much advantage to trying to split the council into, some district representatives and some at large. It doesn't make much sense to me.
Based on what the mayor had said, he feels like South Scottsdale is underrepresented. Do you think there is that special need, or is that overdone by some people?
Well, I think the real divide in Scottsdale is not a geography divide. It's a divide between diverse interests. And on the one hand, you've got the citizens' interests, and the citizens are interested in their property values and their quality of life. On the other hand, you have business interests, and you can divide those a little bit further. The small businesses tend to be more in alignment with the interests of the residents, but the larger businesses, and particularly the businesses that dominate the Chamber of Commerce, which would be businesses associated with the liquor industry and with development, have a lot of money to throw around, and they have contributed a lot of money historically, and it's well documented that they've contributed to the mayor's campaign, and they've contributed to the other council members who have been in the majority on these development issues. Mm-hmm. So these issues affect the city equally, north and south. They typically come to a head more quickly and earlier in the south because we have more activity going on in the south. I believe that, south of Old Town, south of the downtown area, is kind of the stepchild of Scottsdale, unfortunately. And when they redrew the state legislative districts, and the south part of Scottsdale got lopped off and lumped into Tempe, the mayor in an interview actually said, I can say this with some humor, although I kind of object to it, that, you know, that was kind of okay with him.
All right, let's come back to what you think might be the better idea, the idea of having six separate districts, each represented by a member of council.
Right.
What do you think changes if something like that were to happen in the future at some point?
I believe that with a district representation model, you would actually have the opportunity to go out like they did in old school Scottsdale politics and actually walk door to door, like Jim Lane did in his first campaign, and a number of us have in political campaigns in Scottsdale. I think those days are over. I think, you know, you can't cover North Scottsdale that way. You can't get into a lot of the gated communities that way. The only way to reach these folks, short of ads on cable TV, which even that is kind of dying these days, is to put those mailers on the kitchen table. And that's expensive to do for a candidate to cover the 100,000 or so, you know, voters that they need to cover. So we have this situation where with the at-large representation, those elections are accomplished, the wins are accomplished with mailers and other forms of mass media, mass marketing. And with a district representation model, you have a lot less area to cover, and you can actually burn the shoe leather and cover those smaller districts under that model.
John Washington is a Scottsdale advocate and publisher of ScottsdaleTrails.com and ScottsdaleCitizen.com.